Holy Scripture says next to nothing about the two apostles we commemorate today, Simon the Zealot and Jude, also known as Thaddeus. Maybe that's why the text appointed for this minor festival is from the 26th chapter of Jeremiah, which has nothing to do with these two apostles. Oh, the joy of the lectionary committees. So now, on to Jeremiah chapter 26. 26 chapters of complaint by Jeremiah up to this point. Indeed, 35 years of complaint by Jeremiah under the reigns of four kings of Judah: Josiah, Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. No wonder in our English language we have the word Jeremiah'd with the D on the end, which means a prolonged complaint. No wonder I never learned the order of the kings in the Old Testament. But the word of God spoken to the people of Judah from Jeremiah's lips was more than a complaint, more than a Jeremiah'd. It was a true proclamation of God's law. It was a statement of what God demanded from his people. But more than that, in our text today, this was also a stern warning, a plea for repentance. No soft peddling, just hard, straight law and plea. Return to the Lord, O Judah. Jeremiah speaks of the disaster heading Judah's way if they do not repent. War, people killed, captivity in Babylon. In fact, he warns that if people don't repent, God would literally leave them, just as he did when the Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant at Shiloh. Can you think of anything worse? God abandoning his people to the devil, the world, and their flesh? Can you think about God abandoning you? Why, that's hell. Jeremiah's fire and brimstone was so severe that the officials of Judah wanted him dead. How ironic. They wanted him dead, the true and faithful one, yet they were willing to let themselves, the unbelievers, live. Well, if there were a Jeremiah today, he might have strong words of law for you and me as well. He might mention certain sins such as these: inattention to our God-given spouse and child, plagiarizing a bit on that last paper, wasting time on self-indulgent things, failing to attend class, failing to do readings, and professors failing to return papers, being irresponsible about fieldwork obligations, being enticed by sexual sin, running down others behind their backs, and even, in fact, drinking so much beer that you can no longer pronounce Gemütlichkeit. And, of course, seriously, a whole host of other actual sins, and the sin of our being, the sin of our flesh. You see, the Shiloh treatment, God being removed from us, is really what you and I deserve. Nothing, absolutely nothing in us merits God's approval. We really don't even deserve to be here in this beautiful chapel here today, because we're sinners through and through. Fortunately, though, Jeremiah has another message for the people of Judah and for you and for me. The message is that the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is merciful. He forgives sins. Twice in our text, Jeremiah sneaks this in. Although we hear a lot of law, he sneaks this in. The fact that God desires to relent. God desires to relent, to cease punishment for sin, to have his people turn away from sin. And then in later chapters in Jeremiah, we hear these things. The word of the Lord spoken through Jeremiah's mouth: do not fear. God will save us out of a distant place, from the land of exile. He will restore our health and heal our wounds. He will give rest to Israel. He will lead us on a level path where we will not stumble, and we will be ransomed and redeemed from the hand of those stronger than us. And indeed, we have been ransomed and redeemed from the hand of those stronger than us, from Satan, from all his evil angels, and all the powers in us that are sinful and wicked and of the devil. And it's by the hands of our Savior himself that we are saved, his hands nailed to the cross. Jeremiah is so certain that he is speaking the very truth of God that he tells the leaders that if they kill him, the guilt of innocent blood would be upon them. And so indeed, innocent blood was upon all of them, and upon Jeremiah himself, and upon you, and upon me, but not the blood of Jeremiah shed at the hands of the Judahites. No, the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sins upon you and upon me. All the sins of all the people have been forgiven. Yes, even our professorial, student, administrative, and family sins forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, we really have no reason to have Jeremiads ourselves. We have no complaint, and God has no complaint against us because Christ has obeyed the law in our place, has been crucified for us, lives in us doing good works, and sustains us in the faith by water, word, body, and blood. You see, the blood of Jesus has caused our Heavenly Father to relent. He relents. We repent. No more Jeremiads against you, only the gospel according to Jeremiah for you. In Jesus' name.